This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. An old grandmother was talking to her grandkids about life and values and that sort of thing. And one of the kids asked her if she believed in God. Oh, sometimes, she said. And the little girl said, well, why don't you pray to him? And grandma said, well, God's too busy running the world to worry about me. I've got a feeling that many people think like that, that God is up there somewhere in the heavens, too busy doing whatever to worry about us as individuals. But I want to say, just as C.S. Lewis used to say, there are no ordinary people. You've never talked to a mere mortal. Now, it's true. Every person you meet is important. We all have significance. We are a part of creation of God. You are special to God. So the love that God has for you and me is very personal because God is wrapped up in mankind. And the Bible tells me that he created people for his glory, for fellowship with him. Now, his love is not some kind of giant experiment. It's not a sentimental thing. It's certainly not like Charlie Brown, who said, I love mankind, but, you know, it's people I can't stand. No, our God never says that because he loves you intensely. So your physical appearance and your voice and your habits and the things that you like or dislike, all these things make you one of a kind. Even your fingerprints distinguish you from every other human being. Amazing, isn't it? You're not the product of some cosmic assembly line from somewhere up in the sky. You are unique. And the Bible talks about this. God created you in his own image. Now, for example, Genesis 1:27 from the Old Testament puts it like this. God created humans to be himself. He made men and women. Simple, isn't it? He made you so that you could share in his creation, that you could love and laugh and know him person to person. Around our world, of course, there is so much unhappiness. I recall that after the collapse of communism in the USSR, the widely respected preacher by the name of Robert Schuller spoke to an audience on TV, millions of people, and this was one Christmas in the former Soviet Union. And here he was talking to the Soviet listeners whose system, the economic system, was collapsing and there was despair in that country. And Robert Schuller spoke very simply about human dignity. He told them about God's love. And many believed, at that difficult time in the nation, that there was hope in a God who loved them. Because it says in Psalm 145, you are merciful, Lord, you are kind and patient, you're always loving, you're good to everyone, and you take care of your creation. So it's true, the Bible talks a lot about God's interest in you as an individual. It was the psalmist in Psalm 139, wrote one of the most beautiful prayers you'll ever read. I praise you because of the wonderful way you created me. Everything you do is marvellous. Of this I have no doubt. That's what the psalmist said. It's so good, isn't it? God knew you even before you were born. Then and now God has plans for you. So he loves you and me very much. How often, though, we go our own way, we turn our backs on God, and whatever God has designed for us, we block it. But even then, we see God still saying he loves us. No wonder that psalmist in Psalm 139 continued. He said, in talking to God, your thoughts are far beyond my understanding, much more than I could ever imagine. I try to count your thoughts. But he said, they outnumber the grains of sand on the beach, and when I'm awake, I find you nearby. That's Psalm 139, verse 17 and 18. So God's not an unfeeling, cold-hearted monarch up there in the heavens. He feels the pain that you might experience. He shares your sorrow. And then, of course, we know about Jesus. It says in 1 John 4, real love is not our love for God, but his love for us. God sent his Son to be the sacrifice by which our sins are forgiven. So because we're special, he wants to forgive us of our sins, to give us a full life as we trust in Jesus. Quite mind-boggling, isn't it, that God loves us and God knows us. So it doesn't matter what you've done or who you are, God loves you so much. Dear God, it's sad to see our world in turmoil, people in need. And Lord, what have we done to spoil your beautiful creation? But Lord, we look to you now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.